France has called for more UN weapons inspectors in Baghdad as it continues to press for a peaceful solution to the Iraqi crisis. But the French government is keeping its options open, a day after Secretary of State Colin Powell made a strong case for military intervention. In an interview on Europe 1 radio, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said Secretary of State Colin Powell had provided indications and suspicions that Iraq was hiding weapons of mass destruction, but no convincing proof. Mr. de Villepin also dismissed White House suggestions that France was increasingly isolated on the Security Council by maintaining that a diplomatic, UN-mediated solution was still possible for Baghdad.
Aujourd'hui, il y a une large majorité du Conseil de sécurité.
On the contrary, Mr. de Villepin said, a large majority of the Security Council wanted UN weapons inspections to continue. He said the French position was well received by most members. France and Germany have been increasingly criticized by the United States for opposing, for now at least, war against Iraq. The two countries were not invited to sign a letter that eight European countries signed supporting the position of the United States. Last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld sparked anger in France by referring to Paris and Berlin as old Europe. French reaction to Mr. Powell's presentation to the Security Council has been mixed, but largely negative. One radio survey Thursday found more than 80% of French against a possible war on Iraq. Several French newspapers also expressed skepticism about Mr. Powell's arguments that Iraq continued to hide weapons of mass destruction. Nonetheless, Barthélemy Courmont, an analyst at the Institute of International and Strategic Relations in Paris, says France is keeping its options open.
We still play on both sides, if I can explain through that way. But it doesn't mean that we are ready to fight. It's just that we consider that we cannot exclude any option.
Another analyst in Paris, François Eisbourg, also believes France has adopted a more flexible stance since last month when Mr. de Villepin suggested Paris might veto a possible UN resolution on war against Baghdad. But Mr. Eisbourg doubts France would join any future military campaign.
Political leadership opinion and popular opinion are pretty much dead set against a war here and now. And my expectation is that the French will not be part of this unless some miracle occurs and the Americans agree to extend the mandate, the work of the inspectors.
Overall, Mr. Eisbourg said he has never seen the European Union or NATO in such disunity and disarray as over the question of Iraq. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.